TVNZ One is screening a one-off special called Healthy for Life tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It's aimed at an older audience and will include an exercise program and tips from experts on staying well, eating healthily and sleeping. And one of the experts is Professor Ngaire Kurse, who was made a member of the New Zealand Order of Merit for her services to seniors in health. And she joins us now from her clinic. Hello there.
Hi, Jesse. How are you going?
Yeah, great. Nice to meet you. I should have checked that pronunciation beforehand. Kurse or Kursi? Kursa?
Just Kurse. Yep.
Yep. Great. Thank you for joining us today. What was your involvement in that special airing tomorrow?
Oh, well, listen, I said a big shout out to John Parsons, who's a physio at the University of Auckland there. He put together a group of experts, including me, to make this TV program, and he has a long history of physiotherapy and helping older people stay active and well. And so we know that there's a huge need out there. We're all worried about our older people. Communities and societies need those older people back, and we need you to hang in there through this lockdown period and come out back to us safe and alive and well.
How are the challenges different during the lockdown?
Well, I think the biggest challenge is the isolation, social isolation. So it's quite nice if older people have joined their family bubble, but for many older people they haven't. And if you remember, they went into isolation early before
yes.
the whole country. And the recommendation is for them to stay there a bit longer through level three. So that loss of routine, that loss of those usual activities, those usual places where people congregate, those family meals, all of it can have quite a big impact. So we're quite keen, for older people to do what they can to stay well.
What is the best way for an older person to think about exercise and incorporating it in their life?
Well, in this program, we have some fantastic physios, Liz Binns, demonstrating 7 simple exercises which are designed to keep the lower limbs strong and to keep your balance good and well while through periods of inactivity. So these can be done at home. They can be done quite simply in the kitchen or in the dining room with a chair. And they're very easy to follow through. So we're hoping that people have a look, also go to TV On Demand and play them back and do them a few times, potentially 3 times a week would be fantastic. Going outside is very important. So I'm not sure if long walks are recommended, but some exercise in the garden in the sunlight is really great. So that's good for your sleep too. So the things on the program, we tried to have them go together. So physical activity with leg strengthening and balance, and sleep, and then food and eating. Those kind of 3 things to go together. If you're less active, you're not so hungry, your appetite isn't as good, you might eat less. So the combination of keeping yourself well is quite complex.
Yeah, it's a different problem to the rest of us, isn't it? Not eating enough.
Well,
and I know nutrition is one of your specialties. What's the best way to talk to an older person about what they eat?
Well, to be clear, I'm a GP. I've done a bit of research about nutrition. So I'm not an uber expert, but I have good, the people who know have been telling me that we all know that old people over age 75 generally lose weight. And so we're not quite sure why that is. Certainly people who live alone and eat alone eat about 20% less if they're eating alone. That idea that you have your family meal on a Sunday with a whole lot of people go to that extra effort, have some dessert and pudding and ice creams and sauces and stuff, that range and extra boost of nutrition is very important in your weekly routine. And so losing that over this period where you might not have that is significant. And so thinking about eating alone, making sure you go to that extra effort to make the gravy, to actually have cheese with your tomato and on your sandwich, mm-hmm. to actually put some yogurt with your cereal in the morning, to have a treat. I love treats. And so having a treat is really important. Of course, there's a huge range of people at BGC, as you know, and most of us are telling ourselves we should eat less and eat healthy. Eating healthy is really important, but actually if you are losing weight and if you're not overweight, then in older ages, you definitely should be careful to eat enough. Eat small meals, eat regularly, keep the variety of foods coming is really good advice.
Any particular foods you're keen on? I've seen baked beans bandied about as a bit of a wonder food.
The good old-fashioned baked beans on toast for breakfast. Good amounts of protein. We all tend to eat our protein with our main meal at night, but if we could take some in the morning and some at lunch, baked beans also can be in your cupboard over a long period of time and still be fine. The other thing is peanut butter on toast. I mean, it's quite nutritious. Nuts are a good source of a whole lot of vitamins and minerals, and peanut butter on toast, easy and tends to be quite sustainable.
All sounds pretty good. What about when it comes to sleeping? Is sleep a big issue for older people?
Well, I think when we sleep, when you and I sleep, we probably sleep 6 to 8 to 10 hours a night. As people age, you sleep less and you tend to be more awake during the evening and during the night. That tends to be normal, so we try to get people not to worry about that so much and try to... and, of course, when we're now in lockdown and not doing our usual routine, your body clock can get a bit disorientated. So having bright sunlight in the morning is a great way to sort of try to reset that body clock. So sunlight in the morning, and if sunlight is coupled with exercise, that's even better. So doing your exercises by a big window or on the porch or in the garden is a fantastic way to do both of those things. Other things that we all have heard about, avoiding alcohol and coffee late in the evening. The screens thing applies to older people as well as our youth. So screens or bright lights in the evening tend to make it harder to go to sleep. Having a routine through the day so that you're, so that when you get to bed, you're expecting to be asleep.
Right.
With working at home, it's been very discombobulating because some people end up working in their bedrooms or stuff like that.
Nari, I'm going to have to wrap you there, I'm afraid, because we're heading up to the pips. But people can find out more in the Healthy for Life special tomorrow at 9 a.m. Thanks so much for your time.